From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, March 4th. Coming up, the Trump administration tried to freeze $1 billion in federal funding for Illinois child care. We'll hear how that would affect Illinois' child care assistance program. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Marimar Martinez was shot 5 times by Border Patrol agents and almost became a martyr of the brutal federal deportation campaign in Chicago. At a Senate hearing yesterday, Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut grilled Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem about Martinez nearly bleeding to death.
Wouldn't you agree that shooting Marimar Martinez on her way to donate clothing at her church, a United States citizen from Chicago, is wrong?
Sir, I don't know the situation or the case. I'll look into it to ensure that all the procedures are followed
properly. Oh, I'm glad
you'll
look into it.
Blumenthal's staff displayed text messages from agents implying Noem did know of the shooting. 18 former Department of Justice attorneys filed a brief in federal court arguing the Trump administration has no legal authority to demand access to Illinois' unredacted voter registration database. Capital News Illinois reports Illinois is among 29 states and Washington, D.C. that are being sued for access to sensitive voter information. Judges in 3 states have sided against the DOJ. The database includes information such as the name, address, date of birth, driver's license number, and partial social security number of every registered voter in the state. The Department of Justice says it needs the information to determine whether states are maintaining accurate and up-to-date voter registration rolls. But the former DOJ attorneys who filed the brief say the federal government has no legal authority to force states to hand over that information. After back-to-back losses, the number 11-ranked Fighting Illini men's basketball team dominated Oregon 80-54 last night. IPM's Jonathan Matthew has more.
Before the game began, State Farm Center recognized A.J. Redd, Kylan Boswell, and Ben Hummerkaus for their senior night. As the final home game of the season tipped off, the Illini pulled away headed into halftime with a 20-point lead against the Ducks. In the second half, the Illini led the game by as much as 30 points. Junior guard Andre Stojakovic scored 21 points and 12 rebounds. Illinois improves to 22-7 overall and 13-5 in conference play. Next up for the Illini, they will play their final regular season game in Maryland on Sunday at 2 p.m. This is Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
As for the women's basketball team, they will travel to Indiana to play Wisconsin in the first round of the Big Ten tournament tonight. This fall, the University of Illinois is offering a course that will include students from both inside and outside prison. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
U of I's Education Justice Project is bringing a blended creative writing course to Danville Correctional Center. The course gives undergraduates the chance to shed false stereotypes about prisons and incarcerated students the opportunity to interact with people they normally wouldn't be able to. Michael Tafoya is a gun violence intervention researcher in Chicago. He was incarcerated for 2 decades and wishes he could have taken this kind of class.
We crave to be connected to people that had a different background, a different mindset, because you learn so much.
EJP is hosting an information session on Monday about the fall course. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Still to come, how a funding freeze would affect Illinois' child care assistance program. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 52 degrees with an east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a low of 48 degrees. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning and a high of 63 degrees. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 51 degrees. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, partly cloudy, windy, and warmer with a high of 75 degrees with a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, we all know Americans are deeply divided by politics. Scholar Philip Wallach says our main tool for bridging those divisions is supposed to be Congress. Obviously, that's not happening these days, but he argues lawmakers could meet the challenge again. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll hear his vision for why Congress next time on The 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This Friday at 11 a.m., Illinois Soul will bring you live coverage from Chicago as the nation honors a civil rights giant, the Reverend Jesse Lewis Jackson. From the House of Hope, it's the People's Celebration, a powerful public homegoing service for a leader who marched, organized, and fought for justice. Join Illinois Soul on 101.1 FM or stream it at illinoisoul.org Friday at 11 a.m.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. In January, the Trump administration tried to freeze $1 billion in federal funding for Illinois child care. Courts have blocked it so far. Peter Medlin has more on the program that would be hit hardest by a freeze if it's allowed to stand, Illinois' Child Care Assistance Program, or CCAP.
This is twos and tots, and they're doing circle time if you want to go in there.
What about this?
A tiger.
It's a tiger. What'd the tiger do?
It's circle time for toddlers at First Step Daycare in Belvedere. This is their morning learning time, often in both English and in Spanish. And that first voice you heard is First Step's program director, Victoria Martinez. And she says that 94% of their families rely on the Child Care Assistance Program. So if the funding freeze were to go through,
we'd shut down. 100% we'd have to shut down because we can't afford to pay the bills.
And it's not just them either. Other Illinois childcare facilities have said they'd have to close down too. They often run on very slim margins, so any disruption could put them at risk. In total, CCAP subsidizes childcare for around 100,000 low-income families in Illinois across thousands of childcare facilities. Kelsey Bakken is the Director of Policy at Advance Illinois, an education advocacy group. And she says that the administration didn't try to directly cut funding for CCAP, but it targeted three programs, two of which fund CCAP.
It totals around 60% of the revenues that we have to fund CCAP, so it is a significant portion.
The Trump administration claims that the freeze is because of widespread fraud, but Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says they haven't shown any evidence.
The audits go on by the state and federal government all the time, looking over their shoulders to make sure they're following the law. There is no waste, fraud, and abuse.
Victoria Martinez at First Step says she was confused when she heard about the fraud allegations.
When I fill out my paperwork, there's so many, I want to say, checks and balances in place. It's like, what time does your child get to the daycare? What time do you work? And how far away is your work from the actual daycare?
And families have to fall under certain financial thresholds to qualify for CCAP. And a recent report from the Illinois Answers Project found that Illinois' eligibility limits are actually considerably higher than even federal recommendations. But for families who are approved, it can make a huge difference. Martinez says it's not that CCAP makes childcare free, it's a sliding scale based on income.
So with two working parents that work, you know, decent hours and a decent job, the highest I've seen is like $400 a month. But again, the lowest I've seen is like a single mom, minimum wage, $1 a month.
Benita Pedroza is a single mom with two kids who go to First Step. She moved to Illinois last year and doesn't have any family in the area, so she was worried she wouldn't be able to find childcare that she could trust and that she could also afford.
I know they were estimating me for the private prices like $500 a week. And I was like, well, realistically, I'm not going to make that much money, so it's just best for me to stay home if I have to pay this. But then when we did the CCAP, it went from $500 a week to just $200 a month. So I am literally saving thousands of dollars on childcare for my girls.
Her copay recently dropped to $80 a month. And if she didn't have CCAP, it would have been $2,000 a month.
I was so happy. I cried when they told me that we were accepted because, you know, it's just a good opportunity for the girls.
Pedroza was stressed when she heard about the potential freeze. She started looking for jobs she could do from home while also looking after her girls. It'd been so hard to find a place like First Step, and now she might have to start over and without the extra financial support.
I just knew that my girls were in a good place, especially when they don't cry at drop-off and they're happy to be there.
Earlier this month, a federal judge issued a preliminary injunction in the case, so funding has been flowing normally and First Step hasn't shut down. The injunction remains in place until the full case is decided. In total, the Trump administration tried to freeze $10 billion in childcare funding in California, Colorado, Minnesota, New York, and the $1 billion in Illinois. In Belvedere, I'm Peter Medlin.
And the cow. What's a cow say?
Moo.
Thank you.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Isabella Nieto, Jonathan Matthews, Emily Hayes, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.